News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Secretary of State John Kerry and Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel will testify today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They'll be answering questions about President Obama's proposed military strike on Syria. Kerry appeared on all of the major Sunday talk shows touting new evidence that Syria's troops used sarin gas on rebels and civilians. The number of people fleeing Syria's civil war now totals more than 2 million men, women, and children. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says the number of Syrian refugees has gone up tenfold over the past year. Progress is slowly being made on the rim fire burning inside and outside of California's Yosemite National Park. The wildfire is now 70% contained after burning nearly 236,000 acres. Former heavyweight boxing champion Tommy Morrison is dead at the age of 44. He died Sunday night at a hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. But his cause of death is not yet known. Morrison was 48-3-1 in the ring, but his career ended in 1996 when the Nevada Athletic Commission suspended Morrison for testing positive for HIV. Most of the local stories involve traffic accidents. A man is dead after a Sunday night crash involving a motorcycle and a pickup truck. Marathon County Sheriff's Department officials are investigating the crash, which happened around 11:43 in the evening at the intersection of County Highways P and S in the town of Castle. Authorities have released the name of the victim of an unusual accident in Waupaca County over the weekend. 41-year-old James Wall of Orland Park, Illinois, died of severe head injuries when he was riding in a boat being towed on the roadway. He was ejected when the boat rolled sideways on the trailer while in motion. Wall was knocked unconscious when he hit the road and was not breathing. A 47-year-old Tomahawk man was injured Sunday night after striking a deer with his motorcycle in the town of Wilson. The man was traveling north on County Road CC when he hit the deer just south of Highway 8 around 8:30 in the evening. Two men were injured after a crash Sunday in Lincoln County. Sheriff's Department investigators say the 51 and 56-year-old men are both hospitalized while the younger one is in serious condition. The crash happened on Highway 64 at High Ridge Road around 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. A 20-year-old New London woman driving a minivan pulled out into the path of a pickup truck with the two men. The truck was hit, sending it into a utility pole. And southbound drivers on Highway 51 may have felt like NASCAR drivers for a while Monday afternoon, not because of speeding traffic, but because of flying debris caused traffic to slow down while officials cleared the road. A Schofield man had the hood of his car fly up and break off of his vehicle. The hood flew backwards into traffic, causing another driver to swerve in an attempt to miss the flying metal. The second driver from the Kakana area didn't totally escape damage as the hood punctured a tire on his 20-foot camper trailer. Lincoln County deputies needed almost 2 hours to get the snarled traffic moving again. And if you're a bit lost on what to do before the Affordable Health Care Act begins, some help is on the way. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
A series of statewide town hall style meetings starts today to help us understand what's ahead. The Office of the Commissioner of Insurance is hosting the meetings and will be providing nonpartisan information and answering questions about the implementation of the health care law needed by employers, employees, Badger Care members, and individuals with private insurance. The first stop is the Oneida County Sheriff's Department Training Center in Rhinelander from 10:30 until noon. After that, they travel to North Central Technical College in Wausau to answer questions between 3 and 4:30. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A second team is holding similar meetings in Eau Claire today and La Crosse this afternoon. The Office of the Commissioner of Insurance teams will visit Milwaukee and Pewaukee on Wednesday, Kenosha, Green Bay, and Appleton Thursday, and then Madison and Cleveland on Friday. And Oneida County Sheriff's deputies have teamed up with a school in a deal both believe will be good for the community. Starting this week, deputies will have access to an office at Northwoods Community Elementary School on Highway K, just east of Highway 51. Sheriff Grady Hartman has been looking for a way to station officers in the western side of the county and is excited about the opportunity to work with the school.
We felt a need to have an office out on the western part of our county to help with response times and things like that. And the school district was kind enough to offer us an office out at their charter school.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.